Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to our producer, Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm actually doing wonderful. Its sun has been shining here. The weather has been beautiful. The world's starting to open back up. And speaking of that, you know, are you starting to get back out there doing the things that you enjoy?
A little bit, yeah. Not too many things are open, but I'm starting to go hang out with friends more, which is awesome.
Oh, yes. That interpersonal touch, right? That live interaction is so important. Does it have you thinking about other things, like about goals, things you want to achieve, or things that maybe you wanted to do this year but were interrupted? Have you been thinking about any of that, those things lately?
Definitely. Yeah. I'm a musician, so I really wanted to get out there and play more music, and that's just not really happening right now.
Oh, and I think that's one thing, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about our episode topic today is about goals, right? 2020 was the year of vision, right? 2020 vision, but we were stopped, we were blocked. And that happens quite a bit when we're looking at our goals. And I know I have been trying to reevaluate where I'm at, what has happened so far this year, what has been my own, you know, failure to launch sort of thing, or what was it, a failure because of where we're at? And that's what I really want to get talking about today, is becoming that goal digger, not gold, goal, G-O-A-L. It's digging deep to achieve your goals. And we're going to talk about visualization, manifestation, and other goal setting techniques. And really, what a better time to take another look at our goals than right now, to really regroup, to readjust, and make sure we are looking at what is important to not only yourself, but your family, and what you're doing, and are you doing it for yourself? You know, and to become a goal digger, in my opinion, we need to first look at goal setting. You know, why is goal setting important? What are the common mistakes? And I think there's really four big mistakes in goal setting. We either make our goal too big, and I'm not saying set the bar low, but is the goal too large? Do you have too many of them? Think about losing weight. All of a sudden you try to, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week. I'm going to drink more water. I'm going to do all these things. And you've put so much items on your plate, you don't know where to begin. Another mistake is they're not specific and they're not written. Not only not written, but not expressed. One of the big things is telling somebody else about your goal, having that accountability partner. Because once you spit that goal out there, you put it out to the universe, you're now more apt to act on it. But one of the main things I want to start with is when you're creating your goals is to be smart. That's S-M-A-R-T. You know, this technique is often used in business goal setting, but it's really a practical approach and effective in all areas of your life. You know, you've probably heard of the SMART goals already, but do you always apply the rule? And the simple fact is that for goals to be powerful, they should be designed to be SMART. And there are many variations of what SMART stands for, but the essence is this. Goals should apply to you, your wants, your desires, not what somebody else thinks or what they believe. It's what matters to you. And so let's take a few minutes to go over S-M-A-R-T. The S is specific. The goal should have a clear, highly specific endpoint. If your goal is too vague, it's not going to work. The M is for measurable. You need to be able to accurately track your progress so you can judge when a goal will be met. If you just kind of leave it out there, I'm going to lose weight. Well, how much? Or I want to save money. All right, how much? Have that specific item so it can be tracked. The A is for attainable or achievable. You know, of course, setting a goal that's too ambitious, you will see struggle, right? You'll struggle to achieve it. It really will sap out your motivation, both now and in the future. But be careful to not get to the point where you're setting that bar too low. It's when you want to look at your long-term goal and break it down into smaller chunks. The R is for relevant. The goal you pick should be pertinent to your chosen field or benefit where you want to go directly. So if you are trying to move fields, of course, makes sense, but make sure that it's relevant. The T is time-bound, timely moving towards your goal. You know, setting a time frame for your goal really helps to quantify it further and helps keep your focus, you know, keep you focused and to stay on track. But I also want to show you a different way to look at the SMART goals. You know, the acronym is the same, but the approach and feeling is a bit different, and at times can really motivate you in more diverse ways. So we had specific, measurable, attainable or achievable, relevant, and time-bound. I'd rather have you say S is for special. Make it something special for you. When it's more personal, you're going to want to go after it a little bit more. And M, instead of measurable, or in addition to measurable even, make it memorable. If you can make a memory out of it and you can make it so you feel something with it, you're going to, again, want to go after it a little bit more. The A is for arousing or authentic. Is it pleasing to you? Is it really true to you? Is it the authentic you that are you're going after it? The R, instead of relevant, is it rewarding? Is it something that you've longed for? Is it something that's desirable to you? T, true to yourself. Again, getting to the authenticity of it. So look at it as specific or special, measurable and memorable, attainable or achievable, and arousing and authentic, relevant and rewarding, time-bound and true to yourself. Now, specific and measured goals are really the key to success, no matter what you're looking to achieve. And regardless of whether your ultimate aims are financial, personal, or even based solely on metrics, using a structure such as a SMART format can help you succeed in what you set out to do. Now, by making sure the goals you are set are aligned with those five SMART criteria, again, specific and special, measurable and memorable, attainable and authentic or arousing, relevant and rewarding, and time-bound and true to you, you have an anchor on which to base all your focus and decision-making. Once you've achieved the SMART goal, you can scale up and start again. You know, safe in that knowledge that you have a solid backbone to your strategy. And again, that's where if you make that goal too large, you want a chance to break it down, right? To break those things down to more attainable. And it's like a saying, and I don't always say it right, but it's how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It's how do you achieve a goal? One step at a time. So make sure that you are being realistic in what your expectations are. And some questions that you could ask yourself, right? If your goal is surrounding a career, you know, what level do you want to reach in your career, or what do you want to achieve? Ask yourself different questions as you're going through the process. If it's financial, is it how do you want to earn and how much do you want to earn and by what stage? How is it related to maybe your career goal? Or how is it to your financial wellness? Are you saving enough? You know, and where do you want to be and stay on track? If it's educational or personal development, you know, is there any knowledge you want to acquire in particular? What information and skills will you need to have in order to achieve your goals? So when you're thinking about what goals you might want, ask yourself questions, because you might think, I want to do this, But then ask yourself why, right? Why do I want to do that? And in what way? Because that's going to help you put out that SMART goal. Maybe it's a family goal. Do you want to be a parent? Or do you want to improve your parenting skills? Or do you want to be seen by your partner or member extended family as more of a parent figure? Where do you want to go? You know, is it attitude? Do you have any part of your mindset that's holding you back? And is there any part of the way that you behave that upsets you and you want to improve upon that? You know, you might set a goal to improve your behavior or find a solution to the problem. So again, it's all about asking yourself questions and then putting into play the formula, the SMART formula, because that is going to make you able to think about what you really want, make sure that all those SMART goal techniques are working, and move along to the next step. So when we come back, we're going to get into a technique of goal digging, visualization. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back, Zach.
Hello, hello.
I have another question for you.
Shoot.
All right. Have you heard of visualization?
I feel like I have heard of it, yeah.
So what do you see, pun intended, visualization as?
I think my immediate reaction is I'm picturing like a vision board, which I feel like is a physical representation of what I think a visualization is.
Yes, and that's awesome. And we are going to be talking about that in an upcoming segment here. So that's perfect. So visualization is one of the most powerful mind exercises you can do. It's the process of creating a mental image in our mind. So visualization techniques really teach us how to use our mind to achieve success and reach our goals. And it's really an effective way to use our imagination abilities to achieving our goals. And sometimes that's a little bit harder for adults at times, because as we grow, we forget about using our imagination. Now, you may hear things like what we believe we achieve or fake it till you make it. And I really have a kind of a love-hate relationship with both of those phrases. I truly love them because to me, they mean you are believing it is yours. You know, you have it in the palm of your hand. The it is whatever that goal or dream you want to achieve. You're continuing to try until it is done, until you achieve it, until you make your dream, goal, whatever that might be, yours. You know, you're acting as if, right? Act as if you already have. You know, it's kind of like dress for the position you want, which I might get in trouble if I do, because if I dress for the position I want, I'll be walking around as Wonder Woman. And I don't know how people would come across that very well. But I also have issue with the phrases, because I don't want people to not be authentic. Don't fake, you know, don't be fake. Don't be something you're not, or to think that you aren't also needing to take action. No, visualization is not a gimmick, nor does it involve dreaming or hoping for a better future alone. There truly is a science behind it. With visualization techniques, we make our brain believe that attaining a desired goal is possible. So it basically means we're using our imagination. It's a process of imagining. Our brain interprets words by reading them as images. So for every image in our subconscious mind, there's an emotional interpretation and a behavioral response for it. It's kind of like when you see a picture of something, you have that emotional response. Now, according to research, visualization works because the neurons in our brains, you know, those electrically excitable cells that transmit information, they interpret imagery as an equivalent to a real life action. When we visualize an act, the brain generates an impulse that tells our neurons to perform that movement. This creates a new neural pathway, the clusters of cells that are in our brains that work together to create the memories and learn behaviors. That primes our body to act in a consistent to what we imagine, right? All of this occurs without actually performing the physical activity, yet it achieves a similar result. So when you visualize it, you can actually achieve it. And really, whether it's in your personal life or business life, success begins with a goal, just as we discussed during the first segment, right? That goal, that set that goal and do a good job at setting that goal. The goal will give us purpose. And just like a compass, it keeps us heading in the right direction. I'm not just saying that it's just going to show up instantly. You know, it takes a lot of hard work and determination to reach that destination. I think Aristotle had described the process, you know, and this is what, 2000 years ago? First, have a definite, clear, practical idea, a goal or an objective. Second, have the necessary means to achieve your ends, wisdom, money, materials, and methods. Third, adjust all your means to that end. You know, many of us remain stuck at that goal stage. We start off with good intentions and perhaps a plan, but then we can't seem to make it happen. You know, there's a lot of reasons why this might occur. Busyness, impatience, big one for me, fear, taking on too much, negative self-talk, or negative social pressures. Those are typically some of the, you know, usual suspects. Those are the culprits. Being impatient, not trusting the process, making those goals too big, and then you don't know where to go. It's kind of overwhelmed feeling. Maybe you are too busy for what you're trying to do right now. You're trying to take on that too much. But how do we respond to these challenges and move in the direction of our goal through visualization? Now, before we can believe in a goal, we must first have an idea of what it looks like. This is where the visualization truly comes in. When we visualize our desired outcome, we begin to see the possibility of achieving it. You know, through the visualization, we catch a glimpse of what it is, you know, that future state, and we are motivated and prepared to pursue the goal. Visualization is really a well-developed method of performance improvement, and it's supported by the scientific evidence, and it's used by so many successful people across a range of fields. I mean, I use this technique often with my clients, as well as my volleyball athletes, the girls I coach. And many studies show that visualization increases athletic performance by improving motivation, coordination, and concentration. Trust me, when I first did a meditation, it was a guided meditation type visualization. My girls were like, wait, what? And some of them were like, I didn't believe it was going to work, coach. And it did. You know, it aids in that relaxation, and it helps reduce the fear and anxiety that sometimes comes with playing. The kids are great during practice, and all of a sudden it's like stage fright. They go on the court, and all of a sudden it's the big game time. They don't know what to do. When we are able to use that visualization to affect our concentration, we relax and we reduce our anxiety. I mean, there are sports legends out there like Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and Tiger Woods. They've all used visualization to improve their performance and achieve their personal best. You know, you don't have to be those elite athletes to benefit from the visualization either. Whether you're a student, you're an entrepreneur, or a parent, it will help you keep yourself really tethered to your goal and increase your chances of achieving it. So let's say you're new to visualization. You know, how do I get started? Well, I've got some tips for you. So step one, know what you want. In order to visualize, it is very important to have that clear idea of what you want and why. Now, this can be achieved by understanding what you value and what brings you the most joy in life. It goes back to that goal setting. You know, have you ever had a moment when you were doing something and you just felt joyful of when you were doing it? It's a good sign that that is something you might want to achieve and do more of, set a goal for. So ask yourself, if I had nothing holding me back, what would I want to see in my life? So again, it's not just what do I want, what do I see? Step two, describe your vision in detail. It's very important. You know, you must create a clear vision of what it should look like. You know, you can write this down in detail. You can create that vision board that Zach mentioned earlier and that we will be talking about in the upcoming segment. It will help you to create a clear and full picture of what your life or that goal would look like. So ask yourself this. If I had a magic wand to make anything happen, what would my life look like? Step three, start visualizing and create the emotions. Remember how I talked about the SMART goals and making it memorable, making it arousing? This is where that emotion comes in. Once you're ready, you can take a moment to start envisioning the actual outcome. You know, start to imagine the sights, the sounds, the smells, even the taste of achieving what you want. As you go along, don't forget to feel the emotions, you know, feel all the feels as if this life was your reality now. You know, act as if, live as if. And you want to ask yourself, what would I feel if all my visualizations came true? So now you're feeling. What is that emotion? Step four, take daily actions. You need to be consistent and you must take action. The life you want to create won't happen in one day, but it will really get there in a series of days and actions of you working towards your goals. Now, don't get too caught up with how far you are. I'm not saying don't make it measurable, definitely make it measurable, but don't look back. You know, look how far you've come and keep your eye on the prize. It doesn't mean you want to let go just because it's maybe taking you a little longer than you thought. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day. So ask yourself, what is one thing I could do today that would help me get closer to the life I want? And maybe it's not even today. Maybe it's one thing you could do this week, this month, that's going to get you closer to the life you want. And step five, have grit and perseverance. when creating the life you want, you will be faced with challenges. That's life. In fact, one important tip when you're doing any visualization is to imagine yourself facing the challenges that you could come across and that you are most importantly overcoming them. You will have failures. You will fall down. Things will not always go as planned. Absolutely. This is when perseverance is important, right? Fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ask yourself, what would help me persevere when I'm faced with a challenge? Visualization is all about looking to the future, facing and wanting those dreams, seeing yourself, living as if, you know, what I see, I can achieve, and allowing yourself to overcome those items that might get in the way. Because let's face it, life is never fair. You're going to have challenges that you are going to need to overcome. Persevere. Kind of reminds me of the tenets of Taekwondo. Courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, indomitable spirit. Have that perseverance and indomitable spirit to keep yourself going. Visualization does not guarantee success. It also does not replace hard work and patience. But when combined with diligent effort, it is a powerful way to achieve positive behavioral change and create the life you desire. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into manifestation. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode or any episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. We began today's show with how to create a goal through the use of the SMART goal formula. We also discussed the technique of visualization. And now I want to discuss manifestation. Right? Manifestation is to manifest something, is to bring something forth into your physical life experience by using your thoughts, feelings, or beliefs. Simple, right? Clear as mud. Well, think of it as thoughts become things. Manifestation is bringing something tangible into your life through attraction and belief. You know, similar to what we talked about earlier, if you think it, it will come, right? If I believe it, I'll achieve it. And there's more to manifestation than willpower and positive thinking. Manifest is making everything you want to feel and experience a reality through thoughts, actions, beliefs, and emotions. So, Zach, manifestation, it came to the mainstream in about 2006 through what best-selling book?
I want to say The Secret.
Yes. Yeah, see? I trivia'd you, and you got it. It also can be seen as a law of attraction. So where you control a lot by your own thoughts. And like with the law of attraction, a manifestation is where your thoughts and your energy can create your reality. You know, if you're constantly being negative and feeling down, then you're going to attract and manifest negative energy, right? It's how sometimes a lot of empaths have this problem. They go out, they get sucked out of their energy, right? They just need their downtime so they can recharge. It's the same thing. If you're around, constantly around negative people, you're going to start feeling that negative energy. Whereas you're around more positive people and people with the same sort of mindset and go-getting and hustle, chances are you're going to have that same effect. You know, so to begin manifesting, we really want to be clear about your goals. So just as in with visualization, setting that goal is so important. Most everybody's approach to manifestation might be a little bit different, but really most people follow the same basic principle. You need to know what you want. So the first thing to do when manifesting is to take a look at your thoughts and feelings. Are you feeling negative? Do your thoughts surround that negativity? If so, you could begin to manifest things you don't want any reality. So that is why it's important to clear your mind and have a positive mindset when you're wanting to manifest something. So it doesn't just work with your thoughts. There has to be a form of action on your part. So think of it, you have to actually apply for the jobs that suit what you're looking for and then go to the interviews. Or you need to eat properly and exercise to manifest that weight loss. So you have to also do something. You have to take that action. You know, trying to visualize your thoughts and feelings about your job or weight loss, this will then help you to feel more positive and motivated to make these changes in reality. This will then push you to take that action and ultimately manifest your goal into your life. So how do you manifest your goals? When you read about the law of attraction or manifestation, it can sometimes feel like it will take months or years to manifest anything you desire. But there are some experts that advise that if you carefully work your way through distinct manifestation steps, it's possible to get these results a lot more quickly. So here are some tips and tricks I want to share with you. So step one, choose what you want to manifest. When you decide on something specific to manifest, it's vital that you know exactly why you want the specific thing in your life. And when you're trying to manifest something in a shorter time period, you also have to pick something you believe you can manifest. Like if you want to manifest something in 24 hours, you've got to pick something that you truly believe you can manifest in a day. So an example, there's little point to say, I want to start a new business in 24 hours, unless you actually believe you can attain this goal the next day. But you might say, I want to manifest the next step in my journey to a new business in a day, which would be creating a business plan or applying for a loan you might need or find somebody to collaborate with. So think about it. It's just like you're doing your SMART goals. You can't say, I want to lose 20 pounds in a week. You know, is that realistic? You don't set yourself up for that kind of failure. So when you're picking the different things to manifest, ask yourself these questions. Do I really want this? In my heart of hearts, do I really want this? Again, don't make it about what somebody else wants. How will I benefit from having this? When I was thinking about having this, does it feel right? You know, again, get those emotions in it. How am I going to feel when I have this? Does it feel good? How it will be good for me and for others? And again, that doesn't mean considering others. It means being sensible and being sensitive. You know, whatever want should be the greater good and something you want in itself. Most likely something that's a significant step on the journey towards a greater manifestation goal, right? That's what we want to look for. So a lot of this sounds like the SMART goals and making sure that when we said it was special and memorable, arousing to you, rewarding to you, and being true to yourself. You know, in sum, decide what you want, really connect with the intention to have it, and believe that you will receive what you ask for. And that's a big thing to remember, right? Believe that you deserve it and be ready to receive it. Because if you don't believe you deserve it and you're not ready to receive it, it's not going to come. So step two, get rid of the things that stand in your way. You know, almost always there will be something standing in your way to success. It shouldn't scare you. It will, but it shouldn't scare you. It's just part of the whole process. Keep an eye out for the three most common manifestation blocks, and that's negative beliefs, self-talk or mindset, toxic people, and timing. So in negative beliefs or the negative self-talk, or you don't have the right mindset, you know, if you're in a bad place emotionally, you need to first get yourself into the right mindset before you can successfully manifest anything. You can't be focused on negative energy and expect to attract good things. So take some time to practice the self-care, take deep breaths, try meditation or different stress relief techniques. Toxic people. When you are working on manifesting your dream, you need to make sure that no one is holding you back, right? It is okay to let go of those people that are not helping you move forward. You know, people who don't believe in you, who maybe always criticize or complain about everything, they're roadblocks. Make sure you are setting those appropriate boundaries and stepping forward potentially without those certain people in your life. And then timing. Sometimes you just need to be patient. Everything will eventually happen, but it's got to happen at the right time for the right reasons. So if it's not happening for you right now, it doesn't necessarily mean it never will. Keep believing and keep working on your goal. You want to sit back and think about your manifestation process and how it's going at the moment. So do you think that you're kind of maybe something's holding you back? Then you have to make sure that you are looking at those steps again. So maybe the timing isn't right. Is it because there's toxic people or is it because you aren't in the right mindset? They all feed off of one another. So make sure that you're looking at those three common manifestation blocks. Step three, visualize what you want to manifest. So you already went through the basics and you maybe tried the different techniques, but what you want to do is start by going somewhere that's quiet and private and spend just a few minutes visualizing the thing you want. Pour all your energy and concentration into seeing with your mind's eye, and then let all the good feelings about the object or the outcome, let them fill you up. It really works if you can do it in like a multi-sensory, like you want maybe a picture, if it's a smell or a touch, make sure that you really create that environment to make it as real as possible so that you can visualize it even more and make it your own. You want to make sure that you are getting that end result that you desire. You know, don't think about how your desired object really or outcome or goal will manifest. Don't try to see it coming through in a particular way. You know, your focus should be on the end result of receiving the thing that you desire. Step four is take action to manifest what you want. you can spend the rest of your day pretty much living as you normally would. There's not a particular action or order, but you want to take that time to take that action. You want to feel the urge to do a specific thing, whether it immediately makes sense or not. Let your intuition, let your gut feeling pull you in the right place. Take that action. No, if it feels natural to do it. You want to make sure that any kind of negative feelings, again, the anxiety, the worry, the anger, the doubt, they're going to try to inhibit. Let those go. Step five, recognize and appreciate. This might not seem like it's a big deal, this kind of final step, but having that gratitude can really shape how that manifestation will come out in the future. Now, the key thought here is that you need to fully appreciate what you have once you achieve your goal. It can really be easy to forget that you asked for what you received. So you want to make sure you're taking proactive steps so as you really appreciate it. Now, go back to what you first thought and felt when you were visualizing your desired outcome, your desired goal, and connect those experiences with a new experience of having what you want, right? The more you make this connection and emphasize it, the better you'll be at manifesting it in the future. So if you think that you're on the verge of manifestation, there are a couple signs that you want to look out for. You know, the signs that you're likely a close, even if you don't feel like you are. So hearing about your desires. This could be overhearing someone's conversation or listening to the radio where they're talking about the very thing you want. Feeling excited, like those butterflies in your stomach, not the nervousness, but the butterflies that you start to develop a sense of excitement despite there not being a reason. This could be a sign that you're close to getting what you want. You see repeating numbers, right? Repeating numbers have important meaning and they're a good sign that your manifestation is close. So pay attention to the numbers that you see. And other people are talking about your goals. The people in your life might bring up your goals in conversation, telling you that you would be a good time to start something, or even if they're unaware that you were trying to manifest this. No, these are just a few signs to show that your manifestation is close to being in your reality. Make sure to keep note of the signs you are seeing and feel excited that your manifestation is coming so close. So there's so much more I could go into on manifestation, but it's a technique. Take your time, really feel, use all your senses to manifest what you really desire. But it starts with that goal. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to wrap up our discussion about becoming a goal digger with a technique that you can put in place. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
T- Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe at GetRootedRadio.com for other tips and specials. So during our previous segments, we discussed manifestation, visualization, and goal setting. And as you heard, both visualization and manifestation, you want to begin with knowing your goals, right? Not only knowing why you set them, but that you set them using the SMART goal technique. And I took a little spin on this SMART goal, so it's not just the business format. It's specific and special, measurable and memorable, attainable, achievable, and arousing, relevant and rewarding, time-bound, timely, and true to yourself. You know, another technique that us goal diggers use along with visualization and manifestation is through the creation of a vision board. And that is something that was brought up earlier in our discussion. And I love vision boards. I do one sometimes every month, just do a little, like, what do I want for this month? You know, I have my big one. I have my yearly and annual one. But I love this approach because it really combines all of what we discussed into one. So your first question probably is, what is a vision board, in case you haven't heard of one? It's really a tool used to clarify, concentrate, and maintain focus on really specific life goals. Just like goals and objective in a workplace, we have our goals in life. And it's really a chance for you to visualize and verbalize your personal, potential, financial, health, and really any other goals that you may have for yourself. So what's the why, what, and who, right? Why do we do it? Well, you can focus on your life goals and be on a path to achieve them. And it could be a board for, like I said earlier, this month, this year, the next 18 months, 5 years, or the rest of your life. It's really up to you. But really, we do it, the why, so that we can focus on our goals and have a visual representation in front of us and express them. It's a form of writing them down. You know, what is it? It's a board. And it's, this doesn't have to be hard copy. It could be like a virtual board. You put pictures and words and other things that represent the goals. And that is placed someplace, somewhere where you see it daily. It's that visual representation of your inspirations, of your dreams, of your goals. It might be vision board. You might also hear a dream board, or inspiration board, or goal chart. There's a lot of different names for it. And really, who does this? Everyone. You know, some of the most successful and prominent individuals make and utilize vision boards. Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Jack Canfield, Jim Carrey, Will Smith. There are so many people who use them. And it's so easy. And one of the big things before you begin a vision board, you know, you have to make sure it's right and you're in the right mind frame, just like in manifestation or visualization. I like to do a little ritual before I start one. I sit quietly and really set the intent, right? With lots of love and kindness and openness, I ask myself what it is I want. You know, maybe one word will be that answer. Maybe an image will be that answer. You know, I have done this pre-work in order to successfully create something that will help me achieve my goals. You know, I have taken time and thought about my goals. You might want to give a broad, balanced coverage of all the important areas of your life, or you might just want to focus on certain areas. That's depending on what your goals are. So you could have different categories like family, health, fitness, wellness, career, home, love, finance, personal development. You can have anything you want because this is yours. It doesn't have to and truly shouldn't mean anything to anybody else but you. You're the only person that it needs to make sense to or to understand. But when you are doing this, like I said, you have to do some pre-work. You need to first think about your goals, maybe write them out. What are your goals, your dreams, your desires? You want to use different questions to help prompt those. It'll really have you be more hands-on and get those creative juices flowing when you're doing your vision board. So there might be different questions. So maybe it's a personal dream from an individual perspective, right? You might ask yourself, what personal goals or dreams do you have? What things would you like to have? What is the feeling that you're going to have if you are able to achieve this goal? Is it an experience you want to achieve? Is it a position, a job, a relationship status? What might be? It might also be a business, right? Is it a financial goal? Do you have a vision for your business? Do you want to improve the traffic to your website? Do you want to be featured in a podcast? You know, what is that? And what are your goals to getting there? And then what you're going to do is when you're working on making your vision board a reality, you're going to take time for those SMART goals. You know, it's not all going to appear in your vision board. There's things that are going to trigger a memory of those goals. So you want to get creative. There are many people who ask questions like, what should I put on my vision board? You know, it's really anything that inspires and motivates you. What's going to make your mind trigger that goal? If it's health, you want improved mental health. What is going to trigger when you're looking at that board, something that's going to improve your mental health? And there's also a question that usually comes up on, should I have one main vision board or should I have multiple smaller ones for the different areas of your life? And honestly, it's up to you. You know, I have a central vision board, maybe that's going to be for the next year. But each month I do a miniature on what goals I want to earn that month. I want to achieve that month because it breaks down my annual goal to much smaller attainable pieces. And how often should you redo your vision board? Whenever it feels right to you. I mean, that's one reason I wanted to do this topic today is because a lot of people start at New Year's and these are my New Year resolutions. This is what I want to do. But you should revisit them because things change, right? We didn't plan on having everything that happened this year to happen. Do we have to reevaluate where we are? And so it's really what feels right and what you need to refresh. So I want to hear from you. What are your goal setting ideas? What are your techniques, your best practices, and your victories? Message me here on Transformation Talk Radio or go to Balance Symmetry. That's Balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E-D, Symmetry, S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-E-E on Facebook, Instagram, or send me an email. And all my contact information is right on the site or go to GetRootedRadio.com. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode, you wanted to listen to it again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to listen the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to do what you need to do to take that action to make the answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how you can take action. Thank you again for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.